Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on dreams and those matters that are related to the dreams. So today's hadith got to do with seeing Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man ra'ani fil manami fasayarani fil yaqadati aw ka'annama ra'ani fil yaqadati لا يتمثل الشيطان بي متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who sees me when he is asleep will see me whilst awake, or it is as if he had seen me whilst awake. Shaitan cannot take my form. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who sees me when he is asleep will see me whilst awake, or it is as if he has seen me whilst awake, because shaitan cannot take my form. So there are a few explanations when it comes to seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Ulama explain that when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, then what is meant by he will see me whilst he is awake? As the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi explains, that this was referring to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, it was a glad tiding that he will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime. In other words, it was in the zamana, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was a glad tidings to him that you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your lifetime. And for those that see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream after the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a glad tidings that he will get to go to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll go to the rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the glad tiding that is coming to him. Under this hadith, ulama give few explanations. One explanation is that should a person do amal to see in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Many people ask for amal, and there are many ulama that prescribe, you read so many durood, etc., then you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. So there are two groups of ulama. One of them says that it's a good thing that a person desires to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other group, a little bit more cautious. For example, a person came to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi and told him that give me some amal that I can do so that I can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. So Haji Sahib says that you got so much of courage. He says, so much of courage you got that you want an amal to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. If we just dream of the green dome, we consider ourselves fortunate. In other words, we don't have the courage to ask for such a big thing. If we just have to see the green dome in our dream, we consider ourselves very, very fortunate. Another person came up to Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, make dua for me that I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, told him that this is a very brazen thing that you're asking for. That you want to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are frightened that we won't be able to fulfill the haqq of seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great haqq there is to see Rasulullah. So we are afraid that whether we will be able to fulfill the haqq. So the second group of ulama of the opinion that a person shouldn't be brazen. He shouldn't have something he should ask for. If it is shown on his own, then that's a very great thing. But this is not something we should be very bold about. The Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, with regards to his practice of making salam in front of the rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go there with so much of humility and fear that he wouldn't even stand in front of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that where the Jali Mubarak is, where that gates are, the big circle that is there, that's the approximate place of where the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. He would go more towards the feet, and from a distance he would make salam. And to go and make salam to, very often he would find out that who has come here today, which visitor has come. So then he'll request. On one occasion he was told that Hazrat Mawlana Asad Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was there, so he went with him to make salam. In other words, he was afraid to go even alone to make salam. On one occasion he was informed that Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the Amir of the Jamaat, was there, so he went with him to make salam. In other words, how such a sinner I am to go and stand in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would be afraid. So this wasn't something that they were very brave about. So anyway, it is mentioned in the kitab that the best amal a person can do, if he would like to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Better than anything else, Follow in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu, follow closely. Allah Ta'ala will give the person the tawfiq inshallah of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So under this there's a further discussion that comes, is that what hulya, what features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be seen before a person knows that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we did the hadith, لا يتمثل الشيطان بي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that shaitan cannot take my form. So Allah Ta'ala has protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from shaitan coming and taking the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what must a person see in a dream for him to know that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So under this there are three opinions. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he says that whatever description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is found in the kitabs, that this was the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found in the kitabs, if we are in that you see the same description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream, then you know that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise it is not other Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you saw in the dream. Then the Shah Rafi'uddin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he was of the opinion that if you look at the pious of your time, whichever time we're living in, look at the pious of your time and the way they dress and the dressing of the pious people, if you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that dressing, then you know that that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise if you see it in any other dressing, any other form, it is not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi, he was of this opinion that in any form you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is in form of the kitabs, whether it is in the form of the pious, or even not even in the form of the pious, but at the time of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, you have yakin that I'm seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says then you are seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what explanation is now given, that if you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another form, for example he may be wearing a shirt and pants, or for example he may not have a beard, or you see him in a form that is contrary to what we have learnt of the dressing of Rasulullah sallam, the features of Rasulullah. So now how do you explain this? Ulama explained that this is a reflection of the person that is seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream. The Mazahir Haq is mentioned that this is actually a reflection of the person's weaknesses. I may have some weaknesses in me. I'm not following the sunnah correctly. I'm not following the sunnah properly. So I'll see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without the sunnah on his face, without the sunnah dressing. So this is only a reflection of my weakness. There's no weakness on the side of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the explanation that is given. Another thing to keep in mind when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream is that this is a means of encouragement. This is a source of encouragement. It is a message for us when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is no shir'i hujjat. This is not proof now that a person has reached a very high stage. A person has been forgiven. A person still has to strive and he still has to make effort. After all, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, they seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a wakeful state. They traveled with him. They seen him alive. They traveled with him in battle. But yet they gave everything for the sake of deen. So yes, undoubtedly this is a great thing when a person gets the opportunity to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is not the be all and the end all. Person should always have that fikr and that worry that I must follow the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right till the last moment, and I must die upon the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.